Coming up early next week will be the season premiere of Hoarders. In fact, January 8th is when we're going to see an all-new season of Hoarders. Joining us now to talk about this is Dr. David Tolan of A&E's Hoarders. Dr. Tolan, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
Doing fine, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
No, glad to have you on here. Glad to be talking about this because I find Hoarders to be an absolutely fascinating show. I mean, I know a lot of people watch it for just to see the amounts of things saved, but I kind of get into the why people become hoarders in the first place. So let's talk a little bit about that. What goes into making a hoarder?
Well, it's probably a number of things. And you know, a lot of the time we sort of think, if I could just find the smoking gun, then we'll know exactly why this person hoards and will therefore have a solution. And it just almost never works out that way. The fact of the matter is there's probably a million reasons why people engage in hoarding behavior. So there's probably no one smoking gun cause for hoarding disorder, but we know part of it is probably genetic, that it runs in families. That probably doesn't mean that you inherit hoarding, but you do inherit a brain that's vulnerable to developing hoarding. We know that things like stress and trauma in your life can certainly raise the risk of developing hoarding. And we also know that a lot of people with hoarding disorder have trouble with decision-making, and they have trouble tolerating uncomfortable emotions. And so what they end up doing is looking for a quick fix to feel better in the moment, which often means grabbing something or saving something, as opposed to really dealing with what's bothering.
And this is where we get into the part that I find fascinating, because somewhere in between there is a belief in the mind that you can't let something go because you might need it. You might need it, like as in a Maslow's hierarchy of needs sort of need it, you know? And then on the other end of that spectrum, there would be something that says, I can't let go of it for the sentimentality of it. And most of us, you know, we have a little bit of understanding of that in our own life. We all have mementos in our homes, right? But they're not full. So it's trying to pinpoint that's got to be the hard part.
Right. I mean, and I think you're really onto something important, which is lots of us save things for exactly these reasons. You know, I mean, you may have a sweater that your grandma knitted you, and it has special memories for you. So you save it, or, you know, the tickets to your first ball game, and because it's very special to you, so you hang on to it. Or some knickknack that you think is going to come in handy someday, and so you hang on to it, not quite sure what you're going to do with it. I think all of us have stuff like that. The problem is one of degree. So imagine that you feel this way, not about one or two objects, but rather about the entire contents of a house.
Right.
You can sort of see why we view this as a mental health issue. You know, it's that essentially this sentimentality or this belief in responsibility has become indiscriminate. So the person is just hanging on to all kinds of stuff that they really don't need to be hanging on to for reasons that make sense to them, but may not make sense to the outside observer.
We got a little over a minute left with Dr. David Tolan. He's the host of A&E's Hoarders, which is coming up the new season January 8th on A&E. Dr. Tolan, in this last minute, give me a story, give me an example, something anecdotal that is coming up this season that you took away from making Hoarders.
Well, I think one of the things you're going to see that's very exciting is our special episodes this season called Where Are They Now? Because I get lots of questions about saying, okay, well, you worked with this person, but how are they now? So now you're going to get to see us go back to people that we worked with a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, and see how they are faring now. Does the stuff that we're doing actually take, or do they slide back into their old ways?
Any spoilers there? Does it take?
Oh, I'm not going to spoil that one.
I had to ask. He is Dr. David Tolan. The show is called Hoarders. If you're not familiar with it yet, you're going to find it on A&E on January 8th. Dr. Tolan, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brian.